Merry Christmas.
Okay, would you ever say Christmas gift, or?
Well, I could say that, but I don't know whether I ever have
one. Okay, if you don't, I don't want you to say. If you have to get a very heavy suitcase from one place to another, you might say, I'm certainly glad I don't have to what this very far?
Tote this old suitcase.
Okay, what do you call a creature with a very hard shell that lives in water? It can draw its legs and head and
turtle.
How's that?
Turtle.
Okay. And is there a difference when it lives in the water and lives on land?
It's a gopher. It lives in a hole on the ground.
Okay.
Up on the hill.
What do you call the insides of a hog that can be eaten?
Guts.
Okay. And what about the other parts of it? You know, like the heart or the liver?
Well, you got the hearts and the liver and all like that. And the fat, you get that off of the chitlin. And then you eat the meat of that hog.
Okay. Do you have a word that means all of the insides of the hog besides, say, guts? No? All that part of the inside of the hog? You all never said harslet or horselet or anything like that?
Harslet.
How?
Yeah.
Harslet.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, you need to make them up in the haslet and eat them.
Okay. What do you call the center part of an egg? You know, that little
part. The yellow of an egg.
Okay, and what do you call the upper part of a man's body?
His chest.
And what do you call a small, flat-bottomed craft with oars that you might use on the river or the lake?
Boat.
And what about if it had a pointed front, Mr.?
A pointed front.
Do you have a word for it if it was pointed like that?
A sharp-nosed boat.
Uh-huh. What do you call the covering for a pillow on the bed? The part that, you know, you put the
pillowcase.
Okay. And if a woman is wearing beads around her neck, you might say, well, that's certainly a pretty...
Get out of there.
Come on, get
out of there. It's all right, I just didn't think it was going.
Oh, where'd you
have
that?
Oh, did it just fall off? Okay,
fine.
Yeah, come on. Yeah, I probably know.
I'll catch
one up. Okay. If a woman's wearing beads around her neck and you want to tell her they look nice, you might say, that's a bead you're wearing. That's a real pretty...
Beads you got on.
Okay, would you ever say a pair of or a string of, or would you just say beads? Pair of beads or a string of beads?
Well, I'd probably say that's a nice pair of beads you got on there.
Okay. If two men have a fight and one defeats the other one, you might say that one man really what the other one?
Whip that other man.
Okay. What do you call if a man, I want to demonstrate this one, if a man is bending down like this, kind of on this part, you might say he gets down on his, what would you call that part of the leg, though?
Oh.
Have you got a word for that?
Down on his thigh.
Okay. What are some words that mean a very stingy person?
Well, that's
probably... They say he's really a what?
Well, that's a stingy sapsucker.
Okay. Okay. Well, a sapsucker mean just stingy, or that mean just no good in every respect?
That means he just won't let you have no money.
Okay.
Dangerous.
Okay. Suppose a person wears really funny-looking clothes. You'd say he really looks what?
Odd to everybody else.
Okay. Any other words you can think of?